Yo, what is going on, guys? Welcome back to Thinking with a Pump, where we get a pump and we're able to think more clearly. Now, if our editor did it right, they should have seen the pump part, because we actually got a pump this time.
Yeah, we did. I mean, this is going to be our first episode.
True. Absolutely.
So,
You want to introduce us?
Let's introduce us. I'm here with Brody Shreds, my co-host, and I'm his co-host, Luke Elsman. And what are you laughing at? Yeah, so this is Thinking with a Pump, where we get a pump and we think more clearly, as you said. And I hit some chest, you hit some back.
True.
And here we are, first official pod.
I want to talk about that real quick. Yeah. Thinking with a Pump. Let us know what y'all think about that name. Because I think in our head, we just kind of randomly came up with it. And I don't know, with a pump, I know me personally, you might be different, just have more confidence. Yeah. Like, after I get a pump, I feel like I could take on a grizzly bear in a bare hands fight.
Yeah, dude, you feel on top of the world. You get a pump, you feel probably the best you're gonna feel that, like, during that day. You know,
like,
what I mean?
So going grocery shopping after a workout, it's way more fun than just regular grocery shopping without a pump. I know that sounds lame,
yeah,
but think,
dude,
about it.
To each their own. I mean, you obviously have a personal experience where you went grocery shopping after having a pump and you had a great time.
To
right?
me, it's like when you get a fresh haircut. When you start doing random errands around town because you just got a fresh haircut, it's like, I want people to see me.
Yeah. No, that's an actual thing, too. I get a haircut every week, actually, just because of the type of hair I have. So I don't have that same feeling, I guess, anymore.
Right.
Though I wish I did, but now I guess it's someone that gets a haircut like a normal person.
Now that I hear it out loud, that's such a gym douche thing to say. Yeah. I want people to see me with a pump. Anyways, but yeah, so that's the... That's basically the story behind the name, Think With A Pump.
You came up with it, and I just
on the fly. I just randomly mentioned it.
No, it sounds like the name of two meatheads that come up with the podcast.
Absolutely.
And guys, at the end of the day, we're no podcasters. You know, we're really just gym bros with mics, and we just like to yap. So bear through our podcast if you think it's going to get deep and intellectual, because it may or may not, but...
We'll see where it goes.
Yeah, we'll see where it goes. So let's introduce to anyone that's watching this podcast because of me, Brody, introduce yourself.
Yeah,
Who are you? Where'd you come from? What got you into social media? What do you do?
You introduced me as Brody Shreds. Do you know my last name?
I do.
Say it.
I just don't feel like I can pronounce it right.
Say it.
I don't think I can pronounce it. It's Brody Falgo.
Falgo, no. Brody Falgu.
Falgu.
By the way, and it's okay. Funny because
I'm a shitty friend.
He can't spell it or pronounce it, but it's okay. You could just call me Shreds. It's fine.
Shreds? I'm not calling you Shreds. Brody, no. Broski, something like that. That's all good with me.
But yeah, so my actual name, because, dude, my audience probably doesn't even notice. My actual name's Brody Falgu. Anyway, just kind of like my origin story. I feel like we're going to touch on how we met, but a little bit about me. Kind of got in the game early, the Vine days.
That's crazy to me, because I didn't touch Vine. I didn't even have the app downloaded, to be honest. Even when it was popping, I don't know where I was during that time, but like it was almost like it didn't exist to me. It was weird. Like, I knew it was going on, but I didn't download
it.
Only if it was like reposted on like YouTube.
That's like where Logan Paul, Jake Paul, all of them got their start.
I don't think I was into social media yet, but carry on. I don't want to cut you off for too long.
Yeah, anyway, so I just started. I was always in the humor space. It was never fitness related. I just made dumb videos. And if I could go back and watch my Vines, I bet I would cringe so hard. I had
that 14.
I think I was like 14, maybe. I had that 14-year-old humor. I can't even tell you what I posted, but I had like one video go viral. It was the friend that can't keep up, and me and my more athletic friend hopped over a fence. We acted like we were being chased by cops.
Yeah.
And me and my athletic friend, I did a front flip over the fence, and then my other friend cleared it. And then we had our bigger friend go up to the fence, stop, and he ran around to the gated part.
Yeah.
It's the one friend that can't keep up.
Yeah.
Anyway, that was the only video that popped off. So I got up to like 3,000 followers.
Shit.
That was good.
For then, I'm sure at that time I probably felt hype.
And the reason I bring that up is because I had that video saved. It was my first ever viral video on TikTok.
Oh, so you reposted it?
I reposted
when TikTok came around.
Yeah.
And it went viral?
I just put like a TikTok type caption.
Yeah.
I put the same exact caption. Well, back then, Vine, I guess I didn't know how to edit, so I just, you would put the title in the caption. But this time, you know, on TikTok, I put the caption on the video. Anyway, it did like 3 million. And I remember I got that feeling again. Yeah. Because, so, a little backstory, I took a break. So, I didn't, between Vine and TikTok, it's not like I did YouTube or anything. I just took a break. I made videos still, but it would be like for Snapchat, on, like for my friends on Snapchat.
Okay.
Anyway, so that was my first ever viral TikTok. And that's why I bring it up. Anyway, that got me that feeling. I was like, you could go viral on this app.
Yeah.
And that's when I started my TikTok grind.
Yeah.
And it was about a year I was doing strictly just TikTok comedy, following trends, doing stupid stuff. And I got up to 40K.
Basic.
And then I was playing college baseball. So I was at 40K and I posted my first baseball related TikTok and it went viral. And it was a certain trend. But it was when your coach tells you to just hit the ball.
Yeah.
You know, like, so.
Yeah, just hit the ball.
Just hit the ball. Anyway, so I made fun of that. And then it turned into like a series of my own.
Yeah.
To where like when coach tells you to keep your eye on the ball and then the ball actually hits me in the eye.
Yeah.
And like I give him a thumbs up. Anyway. But that got me to 180K on that account. And then I was like, I had like 3 months left of baseball. And I was like, I can't keep this going.
Right.
So.
That's going to run out.
At that point, fitness was my passion. I was like, why am I not doing anything fitness related? So I made the decision to just make my own account rather than continue. Because at that point, I was in the baseball niche.
Yeah.
All my followers knew me for baseball. So at that point, I was like, I'm going to just make a new account. I made a new account. And I had a decent physique at the time. Nothing great. So I went with, like, the comedy approach.
Right.
Again, because I just like making people laugh, always have.
Yeah.
And when I would post my workouts or like my meal tutorials, it just didn't feel like me. You know what I mean?
Right. Yeah.
But at the same time,
you know when you're posting something and it just doesn't feel right, maybe it's just not.
Yeah.
Maybe it's not truly you.
I mean, people want to see what I eat and workouts and stuff. I still dabble in it. That's why I'm getting into more long form YouTube. I got a few videos backed up and saved, ready to post, so be expecting some YouTube content. But yeah,
nice.
So that was kind of my story with social media. And fitness-wise, I always worked out. I tell people I trained over 6 years because I started at 19. I'm 25 now.
Yep.
If you guys didn't know, I'm 25 years old.
Because
a lot of people think we're young.
Yeah, no, we...
We're still young.
We are still young, but a lot of people do think we're really young, like younger than we are, which is, to me, flattering already, which is, I never want to get to that age where being younger is flattering, but I got to that age. I'm 26, and I think the biggest reason why we look so young is because everybody else is juicing.
Right.
Straight up.
Keep your youth.
Yeah,
keep
your honestly.
Youth. Like, I mean...
I see 20-year-olds that look 35. You know what I mean? Just because of the abuse and shit. And
that's true.
They hopped on at like 16 and
shit.
They
look good fitness-related, but they don't look good overall, healthy-wise.
Yeah, like the health part of it, not there.
Right.
But physique, I see sick physiques on like 20-year-olds, 21-year-olds, 19-year-olds now. And that's great.
Yeah.
But I think that's really what it is, though. Like, no, not trying to bash to those guys.
No, absolutely not their own.
They got their own goals, their own ambitions, to each their own. But for me, I've always been natural, and I guess it's starting to pay off because, you know, my face hasn't aged significantly.
And you got great skin, man.
Thank you. See, it's funny. People say that, and I'm like, I don't think people understood. Like, when all through high school, acne, self-conscious, I felt ugly.
That's one of the biggest things, dude.
Yeah.
So, I didn't know you had acne back then.
All through high school, man.
Yeah.
I tried every over-the-counter Neutrogena. I tried X out when it was X out.
Yes,
I did X out because they're like one dap and it's all good. And they show like
proactive.
I think I tried proactive. That shit burnt my face or something. Dried it out.
They used to have infomercials, and I was like, I need that.
Yeah, they make it look so good. They really sold me, especially X out because they're like from the same creators of whatever the hell
proactive.
You just said. Proactive,
yeah.
And you just put it on your face once a day or some shit, and then now you have no acne. Didn't work. Honestly, I lost my acne when I stopped washing my face with that shit.
Really?
I swear to God. I don't wash my face with, like, acne product anymore.
I'm the same way. I never ordered anything, but I tried everything over the counter.
Yep.
Everything in the Walgreens or CVS I could find. I tried.
And what did it do?
So,
dry your fucking face out?
So,
because that's what it did to me.
Backstory. It probably started when, you know, I was going through puberty. I hit puberty rather late, I think. Or anyway.
I don't even know.
My acne started around, like, 16. But it's funny you say that, because I would go to school, and when it was really bad, I didn't want to look people in the eyes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, because you didn't want to see them looking at your face.
I felt nasty.
Because if you looked at their eyes, you could tell if they're looking at your face or
if
your eyes.
They're not making like total eye contact. You could be like, oh, dude, especially if you had a white head or something, which I never allowed anybody to see me with a white head. But
what is a white head?
White head, when it turns white, and that's when it's like
ready. Oh, I had those.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had those.
Man,
it was awful.
When,
I mean, I would pop them right on the spot if I could.
I would get like cystic acne, the ones you can't pop, and it's just like deep in the skin.
Ooh, yeah. I had that too a little bit.
Anyway, I had that to high school, freshman year of college. Freshman year of college, I think it got worse. And that's when – so fun fact, when I started working out and finally eating right, because I was a freshman in college. I was eating pizza rolls, bagel bites. Hey. It was amazing, but no, dude, it was awful for my body. And I think
that played a role
100% because I ate like a trash can. Yeah. And now when I like when I'm cutting, I'm eating strictly clean foods. Face is perfect. Like now, like when I'm in a surplus, you know, I got higher fats and whatnot. I get the occasional pimple.
Right.
Right. It's not nearly as bad. Like I don't have like full on breakouts, but I'll get the occasional one.
Yeah, no, I remember the summer that ended it all, and I never had acne again.
Yeah.
Because usually during the summers is when, like, I'd get tan, and the sun was actually kind of good for acne.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, it would darken your face, make the redness not pop as much. And, yeah, it was just one summer where I think I just grew out of it. I'm going to keep it a buck. I don't really want to talk about acne for too long.
Yeah, but, absolutely.
yeah,
you're right.
But,
no, but to finish my story, I started at 19. Actual training, because I played, like I said, I played baseball. So they had us in the weight room in athletics, baseball. They made us work out, but I never fully got into it and took it serious until I was 19. So I've been at it over 6 years. I could tell people I've been at it 10 years, but I wasn't taking it serious back then.
Right.
But yeah, so that's a little bit about me, how I got started in the weight room. And it was just because I was skinny. I was insecure. I was the smaller guy. I was playing college baseball. I was the smallest guy on the team. And so I needed more pop behind the ball. And so I really wanted to do it for strength purposes. And then I was like, I would look at people like Joe Aesthetics. I remember I didn't know him at the time, but he was popping up on my Explore page. And I was like, I want to look like that.
Yeah.
And I think that's why I like being shredded. You know, I coined the term Brody Shreds.
Right. Now you got to do it.
Yeah, that's a little bit about me.
You're stuck.
Tell the people how you got into it. Because you got into lifting at an early age and content, kind of, right?
Yeah, a little bit. So, now that I've been on a few podcasts, a few ourselves and a few others, this has become something I've talked about a lot more. But, so if you guys know me, then you know I started posting it on YouTube earlier on, like before TikTok ever existed, before Reels existed and Instagram, all you could do is post pictures. After I graduated high school in 2016, the year after that, I moved to South Carolina, and that's when I fired up my first YouTube video. Like, I had the channel, I guess, because I had the Gmail, and then I fired off my first YouTube video, and it was just working out in my garage gym. Like every muscle, I probably recorded at least 20 times. Like, I would just lift, and I would film it, and then whatever happened within the gym, if my brother was home, we'd film whatever bullshit we had there. But we were kind of loners. We didn't really have friends out there. So it was just us filming. And I was already watching and consuming so much gym content. I was like, why the hell am I not bumping out my own? You know what I mean? And I found a love for like the editing and putting the music over it. And that was also fun for me. I remember our first YouTube video, me and my brother, we filmed it and we knocked it out. We downloaded an editing software. I forget. I think it was like Sony something. And we downloaded it illegally, so we didn't have, like, the full legit thing.
Busted.
Just exposed myself. Sony. I'm literally using a Sony camera, so. It's been years. No, we downloaded it somehow. I don't know if it was Sony or whatever the hell it was. And we edited the hell out of it. We had to edit, like, three different times because it kept crashing, and we had to restart because it didn't save.
I remember
the But we got it. We got it on the third attempt, and we thought it was a masterpiece. We had some slow-mo shots, and then it would speed back up, and then it would transition. And we're like, yo, this is gold. It's trash.
It's trash.
I look back at it and cringe.
Are they still on YouTube?
Yep.
Oh, yeah, we're going to have to watch that tonight.
Yeah, you're going to have to watch my first ever YouTube video. So posted hundreds of videos, loved it, stood consistent. And then, you know, I had some transitions in life where I was back and forth from Jersey and stuff. So I was less consistent. But it never really popped off too much. You know, I gained up to 17,000 subscribers on my own without shorts, just long form
that's good,
YouTube.
That's really good.
That was solid.
On YouTube?
On YouTube, just long form.
Just long form.
And then eventually, I stationed in Jersey. And that's when I took TikTok more serious. Mm-hmm. You know, I started to really like, all right, like I could see potential here, and I still had a passion for this shit, you know, and I was still posting it on YouTube, like at least once a month, always on Instagram, like not consistent, but like enough for like where I kept it kind of alive. I always just loved it, you know, even if I wasn't making anything out of it, I was like, I want to keep doing it. Like, I don't care. Right. You know what I mean? Like, I'm not going to be posting every day because that's just like, why am I doing that if I'm not getting anything out of it? But like, I was posting, you know, I was still active. And then TikTok rolled around. I remember I gained up like 10,000 followers, and I'm like, damn, that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
That's pretty solid. Let's
first
keep it going.
10K, man. That's
I remember
a
I got
milestone.
The 50K, and I'm like, that's the most followers I have anywhere. I'm like, this is cool. Yeah. You know what I mean? That's hype. I have 50,000 subscribers. Like, for anyone out there with 50,000 subscribers, that's awesome, man. Keep it going. I mean, that's just the start. And then I got to 100K, and I'm like, this is legit. And I'm like, I'm famous now. Nah, I didn't really think that, but I was like, 100K, like, that's cool. When you're coming from, like, someone with, you know, 14K on Instagram, and you've been at it for a minute, and you know how difficult and the struggle it is to get like a bunch of followers. 100K felt freaking pretty amazing on TikTok, and I think after that, I think right then and there is around where like Gymshark reached out to me, and it became real. It was like, do or die. Like, this, if this is something you want to do, you really put, you know, now you have to put in 100%. You know what I mean? That's when I really knew. I'm like, oh, this snowball's rolling. You know, let's try to like try to make this thing dangerous.
How long you been with Gymshark now?
Over a year.
That's solid.
Over a year.
That's solid.
2 years. I think 2 years in like May.
Right.
2 years in May, which is insane.
They were the first fitness brand I ever wore. I'll say that.
Yeah. But, me too. I actually cut you off right now. I actually wore Gymshark before they're ever like in the U.S.
Really?
When I was like 15, working out at Retro Fitness when I was like a junior in high school, I got Gymshark when it was just like a UK website.
That's dope.
At least that's how I remember it. Like it was in euros. Like it wasn't even Americanized yet.
Right.
And I was like, and that was cool. I had Gymshark. No one really knew what it was yet. It was true. Just like, if you know, you know. And I remember feeling really cool.
Right. Yeah. I think I had like one cut sleeve, and then the rest I would just like cut my old t-shirts into like drop tanks.
Yeah, yeah.
But no, so Young LA, I'm with Young LA guys, by the way. But it was always
you
more
can't tell.
You can't tell. Coach Shreds, by the way. It was always more my style. Nothing against Gymshark. But if you go back, because I was looking at this the other day, one of my first videos, I rated. So I'm not just capping when I'm saying it's my style. I rated Alpha Elite, Gymshark versus Young LA. And I rated them all. I gave them all pretty good scores, but Young LA was the top of my list. I rated them the best out of the three, and that was 2020.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, so it was always more of my style. And
it's 2024 now?
Yeah, it's 24.
It's 24 now?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, but now I'm saying
know
that
Young
was
LA
4 years
was
ago.
I don't know why I felt Young LA was like 3 years old.
No.
The fact that it's been around for
that
as long
as it
has.
That was like when they were
like,
pretty new. Their website wasn't nearly what it was now. They had a few. I think they might have had like a very limited option. And I didn't even know like who. I didn't know if there was a big name behind it. I just seen Young LA and I was like, I like that. And then I ordered a shirt and it fit perfect.
Yeah. Young LA sounds cool. I'm not going to lie. Like just the Young LA, just like a very.
Right.
Like. I don't even know how to describe it, like.
But that's pretty cool. So, like,
it's very appealing to like the younger,
because
20-year-olds and shit.
Those were like my three, I would say, sponsors that I would like to work with. But Young LA was the top of my list. So when I got with them, that was pretty dang cool. And same thing with you, like Gymshark. Getting with Gymshark after like rocking them when you're younger, it's just like, damn.
Oh yeah.
You know, that's like people that get into the fitness scene always dream about getting with like. Their brand that they rock.
100%.
And same thing with Ghost. That was the first ever product I bought gym related at my local GNC.
No shit.
My first pre workout. And then, dude, back then.
Look at that, man.
I could barely. I had like 40. Dude, I was broke in college. Had like maybe $100 that my mom would put in my account.
Nice.
I remember I had like $50, and I bought their pre workout. It was like $49.
Worth it.
After tax.
Worth it.
And I was like, screw it. We're going for it.
Yeah.
But, no, I just always think about that. And it's like, it's cool to see how you started off with something and now you're working with that brand.
Yeah, no, it's so pretty crazy. It almost feels like a different life at this point.
And that's all you got to do. Post cringe videos and you can work with some of your favorite brands. It's pretty cool.
Dead ass. I mean, some would say, some would literally say that. Yeah. Right. But, dude, just keep at it. I mean, it goes to show, like, we're two prime examples of, like, you know, people that probably thought they would never make it.
Right.
That kind of are here now.
And it's funny because,
you know, in a weird way.
Not many people, I guess there's a good bit out there, but not many people pop off due to humor-based content.
Yeah, that's probably why maybe I strayed away from, like, ever doing it, because it's intimidating. If no one finds you funny, I mean, like, damn. That,
right.
Kinda, that's hard. That hurt.
You know, and some people, they might think, you know, if bodybuilders, you know, actual, like, pro bodybuilders watch our shit, they might be like, corny.
Yep.
Cringe.
Yep.
Because
we get it. You know, you guys don't like us. It's cool. We don't care.
It's all good. It's all good. Like, I think why we relate so much is, one, we find humor-based stuff fun. So, like, you know,
yeah.
I like to hang out with people that make me laugh.
Yeah, 100%. I think laughing is probably one of the best feelings you can get.
I think that's why we clicked. And we'll kind of go into how we met and everything. But I think that's why we clicked. We're so relatable. Because we're just typical gym bros. Like, you don't plan on competing or anything.
Nope. Right? I get the question a lot, and I'm flattered. Thank you for anybody that thinks that I have the capability
I think
of,
you need
competing.
To. I tell you so many times, you need to get shredded. You look amazing. You have so much muscle on you.
I like to eat, and I like to be strong. Yeah, I don't feel strong when I'm, like, lean. I feel like my tendons are going to snap. It's because I like to lift heavy. That's what it is. If I was able to, like, sort of shut my ego down a little bit, I think a cut would be a lot more pleasant. I think because I'm always trying to, like, keep the exact same strength, mm-hmm. and then I, like, end up stressing some muscle out or I don't know. I just want to mention this really quick, though. Like, we're as goofy and funny we like to try to be and be to some. We do take working out really serious. We Absolutely. Don't come in here, you know, filming with our phones and, like, Brody doesn't. I don't. I come into the gym and I'm all business. Like, I might, there's some days I don't look at anybody and I'm all about my workout. You know what I mean? I take that shit serious. And I think a lot of people realize that, like, I'm an actual lifter.
Right.
Because, like, in my skits, I don't really try to showcase my muscle. Like, I'm not flexing on people. I'm never shirtless in my videos either.
That's true. That's, you know, I don't know why you don't incorporate more of it. You could bench 315 and you never, like, incorporate it, because you probably don't want to be benching 315 and fuck something up because you're messing around for a skit.
Yeah, I tore my pec tendon doing less weight when I was stronger on the bench press. Yeah. Like, during the time I tore it, like, I was able to throw 315 up probably 5-6 times. I was really strong, but I tore it doing 275.
Damn.
And I was on my second rep. But I was, like, bouncing, like, you know, I was, like, you know, explosive bouncing and trying to get. But still, I was still surprised, because that's kind of, like, the style of bench I was doing at the time. So my body was used to it. It wasn't like I was used to pause repping. And then one time I decided, like, oh, I want to rep this fast. And then peg popped.
Dehydrated that day? You didn't stretch properly? What happened?
There was a lot of different things. One day, it wasn't chest day, which I don't know why. I was like, let me get a chest pump. Yeah. You know what I mean? And then hit arms. So that was already off. Nobody was at the house. It was cold, and I was shirtless. Doesn't mix. Does not mix, especially during bench press. I don't know what I was doing that day. I remember feeling like, this is different, but I want to do something different today to switch it up. Maybe I was just bored. And then when it happened, I'm like, oh, my God. I wasn't even supposed to bench today. I probably would have never tore my pec if I didn't decide to bench on an arm day. And I probably wouldn't be sitting here, because I'm sure that if I never tore my pec, a lot would have been different. Because I remember my whole perspective changing after that.
Why you say that? What would have changed?
I don't know. But I think things would be different.
How so?
Because I think it was kind of traumatic for me mentally. It was hard to get past that, because I was all about lifting every day and PRing and just getting stronger, bettering myself. And then that huge setback was a big mental fuck, to be honest, because
I don't even want to say this, but I've never had, like, a setback like that. Knock on wood.
That shit sucked.
That's what you do. Knock on wood when there's
no
wood around.
Yeah, knock on wood, man. I mean, listen. I tore my pec. I was like, fuck. I knew I fucked something up. I remember, like, I couldn't move my arm away.
You had it on video.
I have it on video. It's on YouTube. Mm-hmm. Yeah. People still DM me about that till this day, asking for advice. And patience, man. Patience, and don't try to jump into it jump back into it really quick. I had to start doing push-ups off my knees. Fast rewind 2 weeks before that, I was doing like 100 plus push-ups. Swear to God, like my push-up game was crazy. Like I was able to just to do so many. My chest was always like such a dominant part. My chest used to be bigger than it probably was now. Maybe it's just in my head because
no, you have such a massive chest.
Thank you.
It's so annoying. Just like we're chilling at the house and he just looks like a boulder.
Thanks.
It's like, dude, I have to get a pump and you know good lighting.
Thank
and everything.
You.
You're just chilling.
I know, but I don't sit down and have like. You know what I mean? I don't sit down. I'm not shredded, though. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like, that's the difference. That's the sacrifice. Like, I have, like, bulkier muscle, sure, but I'm also not shredded. I have to be, like, standing up, flexing my ass off under good lighting to see my abs right now. Right now. But, yeah, like what I was saying, though.
Right. So we were just kind of talking about, you know, being typical gym bros. And everybody asks me, too, if I'm going to compete. And I think I will one day for content because I know I could get down to the body for – the correct body fat percentage to compete.
Yeah.
I think I could get low. I've never actually got it tested like accurately when I was low.
Right.
But I think I was down there.
Yeah.
I think I touched seven.
For sure.
I think I touched seven.
Yeah.
If I'm
being
honest.
For sure can compete.
But anyway, it's just, that's not what I got into it, man. I just wanted to look good. I was insecure of like, you know, I would wear tight ass shirts, roll up my sleeves, and I'm still not massive or anything, but I could tell you it changed me mentally big time.
Yeah.
Confidence wise, just social skills too, man.
Yeah.
Now I could like talk to anybody in the gym. Back then I was like,
right.
I was so scared of like, I remember
you feel like you have to be a certain size to talk to certain people.
Yeah, I feel like even back then my brother wanted me to get into it in high school.
Yeah.
And I just would like wait in the core and do my homework while he went in the gym because I was just scared of others like just looking at me doing dumb shit.
That's like the worst thing. It's like you want to get bigger, but you're too afraid to like start because you're so wherever you start,
yeah,
you're just self-conscious. Where you're like, I don't want to be judged by other guys for bettering myself, which is like, it's the complete opposite when you come to the gym. 99.9% of the time, everyone wants to help you. You know what I mean? If I saw someone that looked like, you know, either like significantly overweight or significantly skinny, trying to put on size or lose weight, whatever it is, like mad respect for them in the gym. Like,
I
want to help you. If you come up to me and you're asking like about some workout or like an attachment for the cable, like I'm freaking honored, you know what I mean? Like, it's my pleasure to help you out, you know what I mean? Like, you're already in the gym, respect, man, because I know it takes balls and I know it's tough, but for everybody out there, man, it's one of the most safest places.
Yeah,
you know?
That's literally what I was gonna say. The gym community is so much different than what you know you see on social media.
Yeah,
like people are just there to help you, and you'll meet some of the best people ever over here, people that genuinely want to help you.
Yeah.
And help you better your life. And then I wish I could go back and just start early, man. Getting started at 19 is not late, but man, dude, I could have started at like 15, 16.
For sure.
Because I always wanted to. I just intimidated.
It wasn't really popular then to like start that early, though.
Right.
You know what I mean? To be honest, like it really wasn't a thing until like the last 2-3 years.
That's true.
Before like gym became like trendy. You know, gym clothes is trendy and it's cool to wear. You know, like people that haven't even like stepped in the gym yet or gonna buy the clothes first. You know what I mean? It's like getting school supplies.
That's true. It's become way more of a trend than
fitness
scene blew up.
It's cool. I mean, some people actually wanna like get to the gym to better themselves and they think it's cool. Like the gym clothes is cool and now I wanna get in shape. Dope. Some people just get the gym clothes, get a tripod and get in the way of everybody. And that's the difference. Like I'm all for making content and everything like that, but it is definitely tough when you see like those people that hardly lift, but they are taking up space in the gym, trying to pretend like something they're really not yet.
Yeah.
That's the cringy thing. You know what I mean? There's a difference. There's a difference. And it seems like a lot of those guys are the ones that complain when somebody walks in front of their tripod too.
True.
You know what I mean? It's like, it's the guys that just started lifting. They were like, they're maybe just trying to get some easy content, but like, that's more likely than not. You see the buff guys, they're like, no, yo, you good. You're good. You know what I mean? Like, they've been there, done that. You can walk through my camera 100 times.
Yeah. That's one thing I would never want to do. Be like, annoying or be in the way of someone trying to be, like, actual lift. And that's why when he was saying that we take our lift serious, I don't lift and film. I think you might do it, like, back to back. But I used to do it at the same time. And during my workout, I was trying to think of skit ideas the whole time.
Yeah.
And so I was like, dude, I got to break this up.
Yep.
And so I started filming at night. And also, just camera angles. I never want people in the background that may not want to be in there. I never want to be an annoyance to someone.
Right.
So Yeah, so I started. I film at like 10 p.m. when the gym's closed, and everybody's like, "Why is your gym always empty?" It's like, because no one works out at like 11 p.m.
That's 10 good PM. To have a 24-hour gym, man.
Oh yeah, no, you know it's what clutch. I mean? That's super clutch.
But no, for me, like there's a good middle ground where I like people at the gym, but not too many people at the gym.
Yeah,
I like that. I like to look like it's happening in real time, and like it can almost look, you know, like it really happened.
Yeah.
Because like, you see people actually in the gym.
That's true.
I think it sort of helps set the scene a little bit.
I do miss that aspect in some way.
And I don't have a 24-hour gym, so yeah, that would be impossible
for me. You kind of have to.
Yeah.
But yeah, and you have like, what, a 30-minute drive?
And a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
So I film after my workouts, but that's when I feel the best, though. It's almost like thinking with a pump, to be honest. Like, I have my pump, so sometimes I could focus and be a little bit more funny now. Like, I'm good.
Yeah.
Got the workout done. Let's get weird.
You ever get, like, not embarrassed, but, like, almost intimidated? So, not here, obviously, because everybody kind of knows you. But I mean, intimidated to, like, so we went to, what was it? Roman Empire?
Roman Empire,
like,
okay.
Somewhere like that where we're, like, never been to the gym. Is it harder to bust out a skit over there?
It really depends on my mood, I would say, the most.
Because nobody knows you, and they're like, who the fuck is this? Like, you know?
Yeah, it definitely helps when you have something going for yourself. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Where it's like now I have, like, established followers and stuff like that. That kind of brings confidence, where it's like, if somebody's like, yo, girl, you know, what are you doing? I'm right. Like, well, I kind of have a career doing this. So it's definitely tougher from when you're starting out, because I was there starting out, where you don't have, like, the backup. Like, you don't have, like, the followers to back up what you're doing. So it's tough.
I remember,
like,
even when
dude, and it still is tough for me till this day, because again, I hate getting in people's ways. I'm always like, dude, your lift is way more important than this bit. I could do this in 10 seconds from now when your set's done. Like, right. Finish your set.
Absolutely.
Like, keep your pump. Like, I don't want to ruin your workout. Like, get your workout in, and if whatever, I have to change where my bit is and figure it out. But never prioritizing that over somebody's lift. And for me, like, intimidation, and when I started lifting here, I was a little intimidated. I didn't know anybody yet. I didn't know anybody here yet. And, like, you know, I'm not trying to have everybody hate me either. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true.
It's important to me to go to a gym and, like, you know, have friends and acquaintances. Like, where we're smiling at each other, dapping each other up. That's a good environment. I'm not trying to ruin that by being, that, you know, the douchebag with the camera that thinks he's better than everybody, because that's not me at all.
That's true.
So it's really important to, like, also, like, to always be respectful when you're filming, whatever kind of content it is.
Before Joey Swole gets on your ass.
Seriously. And me and Joey, I know him personally now, and I can hit him up.
So you better watch yourself.
Yeah, if you're not banned, you're exposed.
Right? I remember I finally got over that hump of, like, you know, not caring what people think about posting, but I was still a little intimidated to, like, because nobody knows what you're doing.
Right.
So, like, me doing, like, a, you know, maybe over-the-top, exaggerated bit in the corner, I was, like, scared, kind of intimidated of people looking at me.
Right. Honestly, I gotten really good at just, like, shutting everyone off. I don't know what it is. I get in, like, this trance. Mm-hmm. Does that make sense? Trance.
Yeah.
Where I'm just, like, it's, like, tunnel vision.
Right.
When the camera's on, I don't focus on anybody else's reaction. I don't wait for their reaction.
Right.
Because I don't want to know their reaction. I'm better off just staying focused, just focusing on the camera, the bit, the whatever, and then at the end of the day, no one's even paying attention.
Right.
You'll notice that, too. Like, everyone's got headphones in. They might be looking over. Maybe they're thinking something. Who gives a shit?
Nobody cares.
You know what I mean? No one really honestly cares.
They might judge at the beginning, but when you're doing well, they're like, oh, I love your videos. I love this.
Yep.
And then, you know, they kind of glaze you in a way.
Yep.
But, I go to a gritty bodybuilding gym. There were some guys I thought hated me because, you know, I'd be in there sometimes with a tripod doing my content. And then, you know, the first time I speak to them, they'll come up to me. It's like, dude, I love your videos. I'll be seeing them on Facebook or something like that. I'm like, dude, I appreciate that. Yeah. And then, you know, people aren't really judging you like you think.
Yeah.
And so
it's really, you're in your head judging yourself more than you. The person's actually judging you.
And I think that's what stops a lot of people from getting into content. So do your thing.
Yeah.
Do your thing. Patience and consistency is going to get you everywhere. It's patience. It's not going to pop off right away. You don't want to pop off right away. You get all these followers at once, it's going to die out eventually.
Yeah, no, you don't want it. Like, I'm kind of more...
I take that back. You might not die out. You might be able to ride that high.
Yeah, like Sam Solik, for example. Like, he really took off.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's going to be around forever. As long as he wants to be.
That's true.
If he wants to be around forever, I think he will
be. That's a good example. And I'm not going to shit anybody, but there has been people that got millions of followers so easy on TikTok, yeah. you know, almost overnight. And then it's like their views are less than 10K now.
Yeah.
Which, hey, they had their moment, but it's hard to ride that high. Some people can, like Sam.
Right.
But, and then consistency. It's
different, though. You know what I mean? His is definitely totally different. Oh, TikTok and YouTube, totally different. Like
100%. Yeah, but patience and consistency. And the consistency.
Authenticity, too.
Well, yeah, true,
Authenticity.
True. Be original.
Be real to yourself. Because I always say this. If you're being your true self, you're different than everybody else.
Mm-hmm.
No one could be who you are.
So absolutely.
If you could like get that inner real out of yourself, 100%. And you're able to like project that on camera, you're gonna already stand out.
Right.
And it's all about just being consistent enough so, for the algorithms to help push your videos out. And if you love it, it won't be an issue.
I believe if we weren't authentic and we weren't like we portray ourselves, like our humor and everything, yeah. we wouldn't be here right now. Because like if I met you and you were a douche in real life,
right?
I would have like hit you up again.
Yeah.
I would have been like, dude, he's a piece of shit. He's nothing like his videos.
No, seriously. No, Brody's probably the most down-to-earth real person that I've met, especially with the followers he has. You know, well, you see a lot of fake motherfuckers, you know, in this industry. Shady, snaky.
And that's hard because I don't think me or you really have an ego at all. I think a lot of people can vouch for that.
We have an alter ego for the camera.
Yeah, that's true.
But like an actual ego walking around, normal person, like we're just, honestly, I don't feel any different than I did a couple of years ago. Like I know what I have is different, but like the actual feeling, I don't feel like I'm this big shot. I don't feel like I'm cooler than the next guy. I don't care.
I don't think
I'm happy to where I'm at, but like I think a lot of it's due to our age as well. We're just a little bit older than a lot of these guys with followings.
That's true, because these 18-year-olds get all these followers, like think they're the shit.
Yeah, it's like being the popular kid in high school.
You know, this could be weird to say because we do like our gym skits and all, but I think we're a little bit more mature than most.
Funny enough.
Yeah.
You know.
Ironic.
We are though. I think just due to our age and that we weren't exposed to just this.
Right.
We grew up without social media.
We worked the blue collar jobs. Yeah. You know, we did life. We did like, you know, we I think we learned a lot more than
some people. We weren't tablet babies.
Yeah, that's true.
You know, we weren't tablet babies.
We played outside. We played backyard football, front yard football and shit. A lot of these kids, dude,
didn't even climb trees.
They're just gaming and I don't know, man.
They're just
different.
Their brain's exposed to like so much different things than we were.
Mm-hmm.
Like absolutely. We only knew our neighbors and then like our friends at school. Now everybody has like friends online at the age of like 12.
Right.
They have social media friends, like Instagram friends, like which they probably consider real friends.
True.
Which we wouldn't necessarily, you know, like I have my true friends, like you're my true friend at this point. I wouldn't have let you in my life as much as you have been if not, but like
true.
But now like, you know, people consider like Instagram followers their friends, especially at the younger kids, I'm sure. Yeah. You know what I mean?
When were you introduced to social media? Because I don't think I got Facebook till I was like 13, 14. Yeah. Facebook was my first platform.
Facebook was my first platform Facebook was my first platform too, and I just wanted one because my older brother and sister had one.
I wanted one because I heard girls were
Farmville. Farmville. That's why I got it. Farmville.
I wanted to get Facebook because I heard girls were doing To Be Honest and rates. Dater,
that was
dater pass.
Tough too.
And I was like, well, you know, one of my crushes I heard was doing To Be Honest's.
Yeah. To Be Honest.
I was like, I'm going to make a profile. And I went, her next To Be Honest, I went like it. And she said, To Be Honest, Brody, you're cool. We should talk more.
That's actually better. It's better than you're really nice.
And we did talk
more. To be honest, you're really nice.
We did talk more.
That's good.
So, yeah.
There you
never
go.
Never dated her, but.
Yeah, well.
Yeah. But kind of get into, you know, seeing each other's true personalities. Do you remember how we met? Because I got the DMs pulled up. That's why I was on my phone just now. But
how we met. I know we got a house in Texas.
Right. I want to talk about the original DMs.
Yeah, let's do it.
So this was before.
Well, I don't remember.
No, this is about it. It's because we were trying to link up. Luke texted me first. Adorable. Because I'm scared of reaching out to people.
I got bigger balls. That's all it was.
That was. And so the first message Luke sent, yo, bro, I fuck with your content heavy. What state you live in would be dope to link up. I think I might have glazed you here. Bro, same to you, man. You kill me. You got me wanting to do skits again, LOL. That's
glazed.
What I did.
I remember that.
Because I, you know, was doing more of the trends and stuff. But I said, LOL, that's what I did for a while when starting my account. You're hilarious, bro. I'm from Louisiana. How about you? Hey, hell yeah. This is Luke. Hey, hell yeah. I didn't always film skits, but that's what's popped off for me, and I started to really enjoy making them. Are you still living there now? I'm in New Jersey. Yeah, man. I live as about as far south as you can go. Are you headed to Houston for summer shredding? I brought up Houston.
That's crazy.
I brought up Houston. So you reached out to me first.
Oh, you know what's funny? I think we might have been already thinking about the house before I even invited you. I'm going to be honest, bro. I'm going to keep it a buck with you. I remember hesitating about inviting you too. And I thought, like, when I found out, dead ass. Just because, like, I prejudged you. I was like, I don't know if I'm going to click with this guy. Like, I'm Jersey, he's Louisianan.
That's
like,
true.
I was like, I don't think we're going to, like, click. You know what I mean? Like, I thought we're just two different people just based off of where we live, which I was proven wrong.
Which is weird because I only went because I knew you were going to be in the house. And I was like, you're the only creator at the time that I was like, he's genuinely funny. I love his content.
He said that to me before off camera. But, yeah, no, he's a real one.
So, it kind of phased out. That was in March. Early March, and then you texted me May 2nd. Yo, bro, I think I'm going to go to summer shredding. I left Texas yesterday, and I'm itching to go back. You still plan on going? And I didn't respond to you until 2 days later. I said, damn, my bad, homie, just seeing this. I said, yeah, I plan on going. And then anyway, you invited me to come to the house.
Yeah. It was kind of like I had a few friends that I already made in the space, and this is a little bit earlier on. Like, this is also so new. Mm-hmm. Relatively, like, it's only been going on for like a year and a half,
right?
Because, like, all the traveling and shit, collabs.
You were going with Abe, right?
Yeah, some of the Abe people. Rachel, Brandon was there. Brandon and Rachel, I already knew through Abe.
Yeah,
so we got them in the house, and then it was about kind of just adding more people that we think we'd fuck with, you know. And
I consider both of them friends now, Rachel and Brandon.
Yo, good. I love them. Love you guys. If you guys are watching this. Love you guys.
Real cool people.
Yeah. Another, like, genuine people that, like, just seem transparent. Like, that just didn't seem, like, stuck-up assholes. And they're not. Like, at this point, like, I already know they're not.
Right.
Because I've been with them. I've lived with them. You could really learn about people when you spend a night or multiple nights in the same house. You find out a lot about people.
Yeah.
But especially when you mix liquor, dude. Okay. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, true. So, So, like I said, we are gym bros. I take meal prepping and stuff a little bit more serious than Luke, but you know, we still have our fun. We're 25, 26. We drink. Okay.
Of course.
If you don't think we ever touch alcohol. Now, do we do it every day? Absolutely not.
Nah, but, can't stand the hangovers anymore.
Yeah. But when we have events and stuff, you know, we travel, we dabble in,
We dabble in going out and whatnot.
Because it's just an experience.
It's all about the experience. And it's like, I'm when I'm home in Jersey, you know, unless it's like somebody's birthday or like a special occasion, a holiday, whatever it is, I'll go out, you know,
I'll go out.
But I don't go out every weekend or anything like that anymore because, like, I can't take the hangovers, and it Fs me for the whole week. Because, like, I feel like I'm always just trying to recover. Then I'm trying to catch up, and then I finally catch up. And it's, like, 3 days down the drain because I wanted to drink. Not worth it. I've already been to all the bars, been all to the beach bars. Like there's nothing different. Nothing different's going to happen. You're just going to wake up and feel like shit again. That's one thing that's going
to do. Yeah. I'm not the type to just have a beer when I go to dinner or something like
that. Nah, me neither. Not a casual drinker.
It has to be like an event. But yeah,
if I'm going to drink, I'm probably going to get at least buzzed.
Right. And so, yeah, no, that first trip was really fun. So when we first met, what was, like, your first impression of me?
My first impression.
I remember the first thing you said was like, oh, you are real.
Yeah. So you didn't look real. Like, you definitely had, Brody has definitely one of those looks where it's like video, like the TV look.
Yeah.
To me, at least. Like, where, like, you almost look like a character in a TV show. So when he pulled up and looked identical to his videos, I was like, damn, you are real. You know what I mean? Because he does have, like, the hair and everything. And I don't know. He has a look. He has a look to me that just looks surreal in real life. Now I'm used to it. Now it's basic ass motherfucker. But
my first impression was like, oh, he's close to my height.
Thought I was taller?
Yeah, I thought you were massive.
Oh,
100%.
Wow.
Because you fill out the red polo so well. You are massive.
Yeah,
but I thought you were like this towering 6'4 dude.
Nah, man. I wouldn't even want to be 6'4. 6 foot would be cool. But like 6'4 is too big, man. You start having trouble fitting in the cars and shit. Everything's tight. Like, I already feel too big for like an airplane economy seat.
That's true.
You know what I mean? Like, I already trouble. Like, I already feel like tight in those. So I couldn't imagine being 6'4 and then filling out that frame. Damn.
I think God knew what he was doing. He nerfed me because if I was 6'4, have you ever watched Blue Mountain State?
No, man.
I would probably have the ego of Thad Castle.
Yeah. Yeah, you probably would.
I'm sure some viewers know that. Thad Castle. He was... Anyway.
Have to.
But, yeah, no. That was, like, kind of first impression. But then, by the end of the trip, I was like, I can relate to this dude. This dude's cool as fuck.
Yeah. Really? Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, definitely... Definitely, in my opinion, you know, I think I was, like, closest to you in the house, you know, once we were leaving that trip.
Yeah, mm-hmm. For sure. Because Brody's just a chill dude like me. Like, he's just about...
We are such go-with-the-flow dudes.
Yeah, but, like, there's not a lot that's really going to bother us. We don't really get pissed off at anything. Like, we figure out how to, like, just be cool. Just go with the flow. And that was one thing that we obviously... We're always, like, ready. We're always ready, and we're always... Just go with the flow. Yeah. Like, we're not going to complain. We're not really complainers. We're more just going to hang back and chill. And, if, you know, like, in this, our case, at the time, whatever the house was, like, down to do, we're down to do. You know what I mean? If I was down to do something, Brody's like, sure. Chit-chat. I'm going to come.
Chit-chat.
You know what I mean? I was like, yo, Brody, you want to do this? He's like, sure. You know what I mean?
That's a term you learned from me.
Shit. I thought it was, like, chit-chat. And then I realized it's shit, yeah. But he, like, merges it together. It's his own slang.
That's Cajun, man. We merge, like, dude, dumb. I'll say, like, brother. Instead of brother, I'll be like, brother. I just, shorten words.
Yeah.
And people notice it in my skits. But shit, yeah.
Shit, yeah.
Yeah. Instead of shit, yeah. Shit, yeah. Just,
I like that.
You shorten it up.
It's like Dafwa.
What's that?
Dafwa.
Dafwa?
You ever heard Dafwa?
Uh-uh.
That's what's up.
See, I wouldn't say that.
Yeah, I got that from a streamer. If you know, you know. I'm not even going to say.
Are we grubbing after this?
Yes, we are.
Good.
Yeah.
You have anything in mind?
Super Smash later.
Super Smash Bros?
Yeah. Who's your go-to in Super Smash, Brody? Tell the people. Because when he came to visit New Jersey, a month ago at this point?
Yeah.
2 months ago, whatever the hell it was. We got into Super Smash.
If you're on YouTube or wherever you could comment your favorite Super Smash Bros character. This is big.
Yeah.
Because we kind of go back and forth. Anyway... So, yeah, first time I came to Jersey, we just played Super Smash every night.
Yeah, and I wasn't playing before he came. We kind of just, like, thought about a game that we could play with a lot of people. Because Colin was with us. Nardo was with us. His film guys, his home friends. My friends, too, at this point.
Right.
Like, I love those guys. But, we literally unlocked every single character almost within, like, the week span together.
True.
And we got sweaty.
We
and it was fun. But who would be your go-to? Like, if you're going to represent yourself and just is like, you're in a tournament, 500 grand's on the line, you're going to have to pick one character to play with. Who are you going to win with? Seriously. Real question.
He's OP. I think it's a he. I think he's OP. People might make fun of me for it, but I'm going Kirby every day of the week.
I think a lot of people would honestly agree with that.
Oh, dude, his hammer, his little... He turns
small
into
hitbox.
A freaking, solid block.
Brick, yep.
And when I'm with Kirby, I don't see me losing. Like, if we had to put, like,
a
$10,000 wager,
times.
Me versus you, and I got Kirby, I am not losing. Sorry.
I'd say,
who are you going with?
Dark Suit Samus.
Dark Suit Samus.
I think that's his name. I don't know if it's Dark Suit or just Dark Samus.
Yeah.
But, pretty beast, man.
You just got to play with
my best.
Play with that person enough. Because I also like Pikachu. I like Bowser. I like, Snake. So... Anyway,
it's just a fun game where you get to play with so many people. Like, it's just like, and it's so competitive but not serious at the same time.
People probably just think we lift, and that's literally it.
Like
last night, we were just hanging out playing Among Us with.
No,
like,
literally, just got some friends, and we were just playing Among Us all in the same room on our phones. Shit got a little heated. Like, I remember
right.
those moments where I was like, oh, I can get mad right now, but I'm innocent. I was not the imposter, and I was like, all right, vote me out. I dare you to vote me out. I was like, vote me out. I felt like Randy Orton right there.
And you just get into it.
I might start doing that before I do Gymlander skits. Yeah, there it is.
A lot stronger than you.
He's not a lot stronger than me.
Yo, I don't know how you do the teeth. Oh my god.
There he goes.
Pumped me up.
Yeah.
You need to start doing that before you get into character.
I know. I think it would help me, to be honest. I think it really would. Because I saw him doing that, and I was like, that's fucking real shit. I'm like, that's what actors do to get into character. Like, whatever it takes. And a lot of them, they'll change their whole lifestyle.
That's true. Like, for an important role? Yeah, I think you should.
Yep. Like, but that's also why a lot of, like, really serious roles could fuck up actors and actresses.
Well, like,
think about for, the Joker and shit.
For me, I played the heartbroken gym bro, and when I was doing the interview scenes or my confessionals for my skit, I was thinking of some really sad stuff to actually make me tear up.
Yeah.
To like hit that hit, because I was like,
yeah, it's just getting the mood.
Because you can tell when like the acting's off. Right. And I don't know, I kind of like to portray the role really good. So.
Yeah, you got to do what you got to do.
But yeah, we'll work on that dad joke bit.
Yeah. Probably won't see it.
Yeah, probably won't see it. You probably get cut out. So if you're wondering, what are you talking about?
We're just trying different things.
Don't worry about
it. This is brand new to us.
But yeah, guys, this episode was a lot about just how we came together.
Introduction.
To be co-host of a podcast together.
Yep.
But like I said, I think we're just like typical gym bros that really just like to work out, better ourselves, look good. And
we like to yeah.
We like to have fun, have a good time. We like to laugh.
Yeah.
I know that sounds lame, but like that's, you know, yeah, that's why we click.
Yeah. And we, you know, we thought it, you know, I don't really know anybody else in the fitness space that, you know, both podcast hosts are primarily comedy. A lot of them are like bodybuilders or in like the bodybuilding space and physique and nutrition and want to talk about like science and shit.
Oh, don't get us wrong.
There's not a lot of gym bros out there that are doing this. So we figured, you know, let's make a non-serious podcast, basically. Right?
Yeah, no, we want to entertain on this podcast. Don't get us wrong. And when we have certain guests on, we're going to have serious conversations.
It's going to happen.
It might get deep, but we don't necessarily go in there thinking, hey, you know, we want to
pry someone open.
Yeah, pry someone open. Mean? Like, we want to have a good time with them. We want to see their personality. We want to
make them comfortable.
Express their personality.
Hell yeah.
So, if we want this podcast to be something you listen to and you can actually enjoy it for like entertainment purposes rather than.
Yeah. Yeah. You might not. You might learn. Like, you might. You're probably going to catch more chuckles than like maybe learning something. But I think if you were playing this in the car, you probably feel like you're hanging out with us. Right. You know what I mean? I think that's kind of like the vibe I'm going for, too.
Yeah, absolutely. We just want y'all to come hang out with us as we talk.
Yes, sir.
Like Luke mentioned earlier. We're not podcasters. We just happen to have mics and cameras.
Yeah, that's all it is. There's nothing wrong with that, man. We're just trying to have some fun.
I feel like that's the worst. We're on a podcast, making our own podcast, telling people we're not podcasters. But we're different, man.
Yeah,
we're,
I mean, we didn't, you know, that's just the name of what it is.
Yep.
We could do whatever we want. And this, you're seeing this, this is our first official podcast. But guys, stay tuned because we got some good guests coming.
Absolutely.
Good guests in the work. This is not the first filmed podcast. This is the first podcast you guys are going to see. But
as always, bear with us because we will get better as we go on. Just like our videos back then. If we go back and look at our first videos, they were awful.
Yeah.
Now we upgraded, and we're getting better and better.
Yeah.
So same thing with this. You know,
bear with us because I know you might be like, yo, these guys suck.
Yo.
And we might, and that's okay. We're still going to post this, but, you know. All criticism is appreciated. Just don't be a dick, okay?
Yeah. We don't plan to compete with Joe Rogan. We want to have our own thing.
Yeah, it's fun. And I just want to wrap this up by saying shout out to Paramount Gym for allowing us to use this space. Shout out to John. Shout out to Justin, the two owners. Those guys are legends. They kind of did this for us last minute, too. We just popped in. We said, hey, can we hang out after the gym closes for an hour?
Yeah.
And they were super cool with it, so... Shout out Paramount Gym, seriously. Always comfortable here. What?
Paramount.
Just say it, because you just distracted me.
In New Jersey.
Paramount Gym in New Jersey. So this is my home gym in New Jersey. I'll say that.
I love
it here. They've been nothing but nice to me. They had me on their own podcast before. So, if you need somewhere to train in New Jersey, Paramount Gym.
Check it out, man. Great equipment. Great community. Sick. First official podcast, pretty much done. Shout out your sponsors, brother.
Yes, sir. So right here next to me, Ghost. Coach Reds is going to save you 20% off. And then Young LA. Y'all should know this by now. Young LA Coach Reds is going to save you 15% off. Why are you doing that?
I don't want any part of your plug.
Oh.
To be honest, I don't want any part of your plug.
Okay, well, get out the frame. I'll do it.
No, this is my podcast too.
Absolutely, guys. Coach Reds on everything. Young LA, Ghost, Hilo Mix, Flex Pro Meals, Regimen. Coach Reds. Thank you, guys. That's S-H-R-E-D-Z.
Wrap it up.
Go ahead, Luke. Have your time to shine.
Code Jim Bro. Everything A-B-E, all black everything. And Gymshark, of course. Helomix as well. Did you forget Helomix?
Oh. I shouted out Gila Mix.
Gila Mix, baby. Best shakers in the game. Coach Jim, bro.
Coach Rez.
Other than that, guys, love you. Thanks for sticking around. If you made it to the end, subscribe to the channel. Follow us on social media. Everything you can find me on is Luke Ellsman. Everything you can find
Everything
Brody
you can
on.
Find me on at Brody Shreds.
There you are. That'll be it, guys. Thanks for watching.
Love y'all.
Love y'all.